This is a very interesting stretch of road here. It's basically the junction of Highway 210 and 23 right in Fondulac, which is a neighborhood way on the far western side of Duluth. And that's an area that got clobbered several years ago with flooding, right? Tell us a little bit about, is that what precipitated this discovery, or kind of set the context for us, if you will, how you came across it?
So in 2012, I can't remember the date, June 20th, 2012,
sounds right.
Flood. Yeah. So we got 12 inches of rain or so in that whole St. Louis River watershed, and the St. Louis River came up to a record level, and the stream that flows into the St. Louis River called Mission Creek, right in the Fond du Lac neighborhood, came up, and it's kind of a really steep gradient stream, so it kind of flashed. And when we get really high velocity of water in that stream, it washes a lot of trees down the stream. And in that event, it pulled so many trees down, and they hung up at the opening of the bridge. There was about two blocks of woody debris upstream from the bridge. So then the water couldn't pass through the bridge very well, and it backed up into the neighborhood. And it kind of made the problem with the flooding from the St. Louis River even worse. And so all the residents in that area experienced flooding. And they really pushed MnDOT to look at our bridge, which was a historic bridge, and consider how we could replace it with something that had a wider opening, so when trees came down the stream, they would pass underneath rather than get hung up in the opening of the bridge. So that's what started our project. And then in order to do that and get a bigger opening, we needed to raise the profile of the highway up about 5 feet. And kind of in our design process, we were trying to figure out how to keep the community connected together. And there, right near the bridge, there was a street that went kind of up away from the St. Louis River to 4th Street. I think it was I don't remember the number. 131st or 132nd, something like that.
Yeah, it sounds in the range.
And we thought we'd move it. We thought we'd build a new street connection down one block. So we just went perpendicular with the 133rd Street connection and started to grade a new street connection to 4th Street. And the day the contractor started to do that work, we got a phone call from the Fond du Lac Tribal Historic Preservation Officer, and let us know that they thought there was a possibility of a cemetery in that area. We stopped work immediately and this was like the Friday or the Thursday before Memorial Weekend. Took a few days to get some experts on the ground to look at kind of what had happened. And after a while, one of the archaeologists found a bone that happened to be, that they were sure was human. And then we knew that we were had disturbed a cemetery. So for the last year, we've been working on this recovery process to kind of put back the cemetery that was disturbed by the excavation for that street connection.
How much of it was disturbed? I mean, was it?
Well, we moved about 1,000 cubic yards of soil. And it was all kind of moved a couple of times. Some of it was used for surcharge for the bridge abutment, and then it got moved one more time. So some of it got moved and placed in a long pile on the project, and then some of it got moved a couple of times before we realized we needed to stop working it with that material.
And I know that you folks take this kind of thing very seriously. I assume that if you had any idea that was a cemetery, you wouldn't have done it in the first place.
Right. Yeah. Right. So this was the term that we use, inadvertent discovery, because we didn't know it was there. Contractor didn't know it was there. MnDOT had no idea. We probably, we do a whole large environmental process in starting a project like this. And this one, the process that we used for us, but also on we have agreements whenever there's federal dollars in a project that we consult with the tribes. And in this case, there wasn't federal dollars, and we did not consult with Fond du Lac Band. And if we had, they likely would have said, hey, when they looked at the project area and the impacts of the project, they may have said, hey, you know, there's a historic cemetery in that area. We're not sure too much about it, but we should check it out further. That didn't happen.
Are you able to, with some disturbance of the cemetery, are you able to, I don't exactly know how to ask this. I will you be able to put things back as they were, as closely as possible, out of respect to those who were buried there? Does that question make sense?
That's the goal of the recovery project. So we've done a lot of work in the last year. Initially, I mean, it was kind of like an emergency reaction. So we had disrupted the driveway and access to a couple of homes. We, with our excavation, we took all the soil over the top of the water line that served them. So that needed to be relocated. Their phone service and internet service was interrupted temporarily. So we spent like all last summer just getting water, sewer, driveway reconnected for the couple of homes in that neighborhood, and then figuring out kind of the scope of what needed to be done for cemetery recovery. And it's kind of two phases. One is to go through all the material that got moved and find all the human remains, which is sifting the soil basically and looking through what remains on the sieve to determine whether it's bone or what it is. And then the other part of the project is to define where is the cemetery. And so we did a whole bunch of work in our project area last year to figure out where it is and where it isn't. And so we know approximately where the boundary is. And this year we have to do a little bit more work to just firmly identify the boundary at where the graves are.
And then will the...
So we don't disturb it again.
Yeah. And will it be left as intact as possible then? Or will the remains be moved somewhere else?
No, the goal is to reinter them back in the same location where they came from. And then finish the cemetery, grade it, establish some vegetation on top of that area. And then, monument it so it doesn't become disturbed again by a future project. And the interesting thing about this is the area where the cemetery was had utilities gone through it, roads, city streets, at one time a railroad, and a railroad, like a roundhouse, was right in that area. Hmm. So there's been a lot of things that have happened over the last 150 years. Right where the cemetery is.
Well, there's a lot going on right in that area. I mean, you know, people don't realize Fond du Lac. That's a pretty central spot there for a lot of things going on.
It is, and then you know, in hindsight, when you really think about the area, that was like the first set of rapids going up the St. Louis River from the Lake Superior.
Yep.
And at one time there was a fur trading post there and the beginning of the Great Northern Railroad, and centuries before that was just a really opportune place to live for the Native American people. Good place to hunt, fish, gather rice.